Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches are bringing sexy back, and some fun fashions, music, and much-needed values in this Man-Witch episode about what needs to be brought back from the past. Rev the DeLorean up to 88, here we go! And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Hey, witches! It is that time again. It is time for Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast. It's Witchy Wednesday. And I am one of your hosts. I'm the Good Witch, Heidley Ho.
Yes.
And my best friend, Lisa, is the Bad Witch.
Hi.
And then her man, man with two N's, is the Man Witch.
Man Witch, thank you. It's
Daryl
great to
Brown.
Be here today.
You got it.
Alrighty.
You got it. So those are the people. Do with it what you will.
Bye.
See ya.
And scene.
Just wanted to hear my own voice. It's nice to be back. Halloween's over. We're getting ready for turkey. We're in that crazy void where we had to pull shit out of our ass to give you entertainment and pleasure.
Ooh. You know what else is a crazy void of this time of year is nail designs.
You're like, ooh, could I have an autumnal leaf?
Yeah. People are like, I just want something fallish. I'm like, so brown or orange? Like what? Plaid or its leaves? I wish I could find
Burberry.
Do a lot more foils because you got those colors like the oranges and the.
I try.
That would be so much easier.
That's
just
what
like here,
try to talk people into.
Yeah, they look like cathedral windows, and they're kind of easier for you to do, aren't they?
They look hard, but they're easy.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it.
There you go.
That's what my bumper sticker says.
It looks hard, but it's easy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So.
It look hard, but I'm easy.
I don't know where to go from that. This is our intro. We are talking today about back in time. We want to ask you, the listeners, with it being close to the end of the year, I think at this point we only have 7 or 8 shows left, maybe? I don't know.
Awesome.
I haven't
like
counted.
Yeah.
We want to know if there's anything that you guys would like. Anything you love so much that you'd like us to bring it back.
Give us a little feedback.
Yeah, we'll give you like some ideas. Like we did the top 5.
Yeah.
Did you like the top 5?
Just really fast. The reason that I skipped right there is because I whistled and you guys didn't.
Stop it.
And it threw me off. I go, but it was even better. Now I try it. I can't even do it.
Can you do a whistle with "Let me bring sexy back"?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Hey, sexy. Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. I just was
thought
one of you guys were gonna like point it out, and then when you didn't, I had to.
No, we were
myself.
Too busy talking about ourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So bringing back. So the top 5. We did that for 2 or 3 years, I think.
I think the first 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it, but it kind of went on for a long time.
It got harder.
Yeah.
Definitely. And more time consuming. Mm-hmm. And we got busier, I think. Yeah. And we were just running out of things.
I think so, too. But
list.
I liked it. And if somebody else would like it.
I only got to do it for like a year.
Yeah.
Poor Daryl.
So I wasn't even broken in yet.
True.
Yeah. No, we can bring it back.
That'd be kind of fun.
I feel like this year we didn't really have any Easter eggs.
No,
not a lot of private jokes, Easter eggs, little hidden funnies. There's a couple of tummy chucks.
Tummy chucks we had, but I thought I tried to bring one, but it just didn't seem to hang.
You can't force an Easter egg.
No, you can't.
Well, that's the thing. So if you want us to bring back the Easter egg, we can't force it.
No, right. It's got to be an organic Easter egg.
Yeah.
Do you really want me to only be talking through the Man Witch Minute for 1 minute?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Man Witch Minute.
It's on my list. Do we
Is
bring
it?
Back the Man Witch Minute?
Okay.
Or the Man Witch Song?
There's that. Should we only let Daryl talk for a minute?
The
whole show. Let me know if that.
Oh, you know I'd be over here going.
I know. You can't even be quiet through the intros.
You give me a voice, you fucked up. Well, guys, I won't be seeing you next year, I have a feeling.
Well, it's up to the listeners, Daryl.
Yeah,
it's not up to
have a vote.
If it was up to us, it would have been.
Come on now, you know our
What
top
else should
list.
We bring they, back?
They love me.
Manners?
Manners.
Oh, yeah.
Research?
Research.
topical topics.
Interviews. I like that. What about cussing as much?
I've been trying to do better.
Have you?
I feel like we tried harder in the beginning.
You've been dropping some motherfuckers lately, though, so...
No, that's just you.
No, I have no idea.
Don't you put that on me.
Prove it.
Stop it.
You can't prove it. It's not on tape. Oh, yeah, it is. Oops. I don't have anything else. What else do you guys have?
Those were the big ones.
Yeah.
We're curious, your opinion. Did you like the interviews? Did you like that format? Do you want to be an interview?
Yeah. Or do you know somebody who would make for a good interview?
Yep.
We used to have a lot of people who would like either... say, oh, this person or this person. And we, like, that's how we got our tarot reader guy.
Yeah.
Was from one of our listeners.
His birthday today, Richard Hartnick. Yeah.
Oh, are you friends with him on Facebook?
Yeah,
how
totally.
Cute is that?
Happy
birthday, Richard.
Well, him and Dot have the same birthday, and they're still together.
Dot.
Cuteness.
Stop it out.
Oh, they're one of those type
people. I know.
They have the same Facebook account.
And the same birthday. Yeah. They're so Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
And Mike and Patty Pavich.
That's so cute. Yeah, they are.
My parents have the same birthday.
That's birthday love.
Yeah.
It is.
There's that. Okay, so there's that. And then also, what would you like to see for our future, people, as far as, it doesn't have to be something bringing back, but something that we've never thought about.
Yeah.
I mean,
some show ideas they maybe have. Like, you know what would be, you guys would really do good.
Do you see us canceled in our future?
Oh, geez.
We're just like burning ourselves out.
What is it? It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yeah, we could go out at the end of 2025 just in a ball of flames.
Yeah, and just never say anything ever again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they'd be like, remember that show? What was it called again?
Leave them wanting more.
You said.
Or less.
Show.
I need a gap in my teeth.
I have one. You can have part of mine.
Perfect. I'm going to be a better whiffler.
Would you like us talking characters?
Impersonations.
We could do a whole show. How about another whole show of singing musicals?
Yeah.
How about that? That'd be great.
I think they've forgotten about that.
Hey,
we've also, did you like us doing some other kind of games? Maybe they want to do a repeat of a game.
Yeah.
Or a repeat of some musical instruments we do.
Yeah, Little Jukebox Hero 3.
Yeah, Jukebox Hero 3. Yeah.
Can you top it, though? I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Once you have perfection.
Oh.
We just keep being perfect.
That's how that expression goes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's that.
Okay, let us know what you think.
Yeah, you guys, please, please, please feedback on this. Do it on the Facebook or DM us if you want to remain anonymous. I don't know why you would, but if you do, that's fine,
exactly.
too.
Give us a little feedback.
Put it up on the Facebook. Put it on the Facebook because we want to get that going.
Facebook feedback. I would love to go viral.
We also put up a couple of videos this week.
Yeah, on Patreon.
On Patreon only that, we did one with me and Shelly doing the skeleton dance.
Uh-huh.
We were really good.
Then one will come out to
today.
And it was a little something that me and Shelly and Lisa put on, and I scared the gals with a little something.
It'll be today in real time.
Real time.
But last week.
October 29th.
October 29th. So it happened. So we're going to be doing little tad bits like that. We're going to slow down on putting the whole videos on because the Tekwich lives clear up in Loveland now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to get from me and him to get together. So especially with the weather going to be coming in, snow and stuff. So we're just going to stop doing those. But we're going to have little.
And these are funny and they're short.
Yeah,
and they're
30 seconds.
Sweet. Sure. And it's really great. So join Patreon. Good Witch, Bad Witch, patreon.com, I think it is. And you will get that for only $5 a month, which is $1.25 per week.
Do we have a link to join Patreon from the Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group?
No, but as far as I know, no. Just the website.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Well, we'll have Shelly work on that.
Okay.
Would you like to see Shelly work on that?
And then we're going to do some videos, too. Me and Lisa watched this show. It's 99 and Out?
It's on After the Floor now.
Yeah,
it's called
99 something, but it's so
99
funny.
99 Loft Balloons.
They do all these silly stunts and stuff. They have 99 people, and if you don't do this, you don't want to be the last one to get the stunt.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase, be last.
They kick you out if you are.
Yeah.
But they have some fun stuff on there, and I've been writing stuff down that Lisa's like, I want to see you and Shelly do these.
Yay.
So they're fun. So we're going to do stuff like that too. So
I also have an idea that I even haven't rebranded. Actually, one of our listeners, Donna Craven, she's a client of mine. We were kind of talking about it because she loves The Amazing Race. And
me and Shelly like, running around.
We were the Phils of The Amazing Race, like the, and people, like you pay like $50 to $100 to be in it. And then we have it, and whoever wins gets the money at the end. But like, I mean, like you have to, like, it's all Colorado based though.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like you have to go to Old Town Arvada and find, a gluten-free donut.
Okay.
Or I don't know what it is, but it starts out, and the more it's, I don't know. I have to work it out. We've okay. been
oh,
talking
that does
about
sound good.
Wait, yeah. Let's add an extra element of danger.
Oh.
And you can't have your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Because then I'm screwed. No GPS. We have to follow our nose to donuts.
True. But like stuff like, you know, you have a team.
Yeah.
So there's two people.
Uh-huh.
So like, let's say you and Daryl a team. You're not going to be because you're part of the crew.
Yeah. Okay.
But one of them, it's like where you open your thing
and it tells you
what to do and one or the other and like go up to the top of Mother Karini's shrine.
Oh.
So then between the two of you, you have to decide who's in better shape and who runs up there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Daryl,
a lot of work.
Tell me how the view is from the top.
I didn't even want to walk to the top of the thing over here down the park, and it wasn't even that high.
One good knee between us.
You could do like a three-legged race. Either that, it's either one or the other of you, or you have to tie your legs together.
Oh my God.
Which knee's good for you? I don't know.
They're all bad. See,
I mean, if we got, seriously, that'd be cool because if it was $100 a piece, you got 20 teams, that's $2,000 at the
end.
That's
a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know. It needs to be worked out, but I'm sure it'd be a lot of fun.
Something that's going to be a lot of work, but okay.
Yeah, fair factor.
It would.
And eat grasshoppers.
There you go. Yeah.
I win the eating gross stuff contest.
That's true.
Every time.
Yeah, true.
That'd be funny.
Well,
yeah,
you're gonna have to find your good partners. You get Brett; he can run, and you find I don't know you have someone with one of your nieces or nephews who are in good shape. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, good thinking.
Okay,
way to pull it out.
We only get to use gingers.
Yes,
the
everybody
great ginger
has
race.
To have a redhead. Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh
okay.
Goodness.
Well, we'll work on that, and we'll be back after these song messages.
Songs. Yeah.
The songs.
Alrighty.
Hey guys, welcome back to the middle entertainment and treats of the Good Witch, Bad Witch show. It's called The Meat, and that's kind of a little Easter egg, yes?
Yeah.
Well, is it?
Or middle
is it
just entertainment and treats.
Boop, boop.
We're not going to get rid of that. Nope, nope.
We might. I don't know.
Everybody's really in sync today.
It's yeah. Nice. Who's to say? So what we're talking about today are things that we wonder if we could go back, well, not if we could go back, what things should we be bring back?
If you could.
Yeah. I mean, and we can talk all the way from like bonking each other either over the head with a, what is that? Like a caveman thing.
Oh,
would you bring that
you?
Back?
No.
And dragging you.
No, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
That wasn't on that, but that just came to me because it would be the farthest back. Would you bring back dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think some of our friends that do online dating would prefer those times.
Yeah, seriously. I think it'd be easier.
And
just
more
knock
honest.
Me over the head.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. You think I'm cute? Ow!
Take
okay.
me home.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with styles and trends.
So I went to the Red Rooster with Brian for breakfast lunch the other day, last Sunday. And it was fun for me as a restaurant person to watch such a well-oiled machine. They're slammed. It's a great diner. You know, you got Flo with the coffee pot. Everybody's got their eyes out. They're flipping, turning tables. And, you know, it's like old school. It's not technical at all. They're dinging the bell when the food is ready. They've got the tickets hanging down. They're like short order diner comes,
nice.
You know, like Adam, what is it? Adam and Eve on a raft and wreck 'em or whatever. It's like toast and eggs. So this was what was beautiful to me about it.
Uh-huh.
So I work with a lot of younger people in a place, to be fair, that has a lot of steps of service. There's a lot of dishes. There's a lot of, you have to go back to the table a lot with different items, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not the same model.
Mm-hmm.
But going there and watching it, that's my jam. I love that when it just works so beautifully. And every single server there was 60, 70 years old.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and they were killing it, and I hope they made a buttload of money, and they seemed happy. They were all in sync. It was really beautiful to watch. But one of my main, and very, very friendly, and the food was great. But one of my favorite things was the lady that was serving us behind the counter had a banana clip, and it had kind of a little bejeweled on the sides. And for those of you that don't know, the banana clip is a clip that you put in the back of your hair, kind of shaped like a long diamond, banana. Like a banana.
Yeah. It's got these big teeth.
Yes, and yeah. You would come up from the bottom and basically clip it at the top, putting your hair in like a long waterfall-y type ponytail. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, when this was popular, not only was that a huge time saver, I had bushels of hair, Lisa had bushels of hair, and it kept thick, big, curly hair away from your face, and also looked kind of rock star and awesome.
Yeah.
It was just a great invention. And so I don't know if she's still there in the 80s, or if the clips are coming back, or she maintained her, but I hope they come back.
I know the butterfly clips are back. You know what those are?
Yes.
Where they, on the top, where they, and then they have like a claw.
Yes.
And stuff. When we went to the bins, my little cute Bailey, who's like into the now, you know, yeah. She's 20 and she knows all the trends. She kept throwing them in my basket because she's like, these are awesome. You need to sell these. Yeah. And I was like, and I kept throwing them back. So I was like,
we already did like, this 40 years ago.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. And they are. And I have a couple in my purse, and if I get too hot, I just clip my hair up on the top of my head.
So, it's so handy.
Maybe the banana clip is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's not coming back?
What?
My hair.
No.
Oh, probably not.
And,
probably not.
And I could never fit my hair into a banana clip.
Because you have so much.
So much
thick.
Hair. Yeah. I know. I was like, I always wanted to.
You needed the gorilla clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. With gorilla glue.
Yeah.
She got.
I always loved the Desperately Seeking Susan Madonna times.
Yeah.
I thought that was like the coolest trend. It wasn't goth,
nope.
But it was a little bit punk, a little bit new wave.
Messy hair,
yeah.
Mesh gloves, rubber bracelets.
Lots of jewels and armory.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Blingy, sparklies, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember those cute little ankle socks with the lace on the bottom, like ZZ Top videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
so cute.
Yeah, I love that. I would love to see that trend come back.
Yeah, with Converse high tops or with cute little jellies.
Yeah,
so cute.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I love this. I love this clothing. It was comfortable. It breathed. Parachute pants.
Oh.
Parachute. I had it all, man. I had parachute pants. I had parachute jackets. I had the pants that zip down the side.
How come nobody pushed you out of a plane?
That's when it ended.
But I was sitting there going, and so last night when I was thinking this, I'm surprised I didn't wake you up laughing, because I started laughing. I go, dude, you're almost 60. You can't get away with wearing parachute pants.
Well, whatever you want. I had a lot of parachute pants too, because I was always, if it was a thing, I would go and get like every color.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I would make my parents do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah. And the sound they made.
That's what I was going to say. That was the hardest part, was the sound. You thought
they
corduroys were bad.
Yes.
And they weren't comfortable.
No.
You didn't think so?
No.
Oh, I was comfortable.
Did you wear something underneath them?
Yeah, underwear.
No, I mean like leggings or something, because they would like chafe. Don't you think?
They were chafy and sweaty and hot.
Yeah, no.
And I was kind of shaped like a stork at the time.
I did not have the same experience as you did with the parachute pants.
Yeah, I was chubby, so mine just rubbed together. You were too skinny.
When you said it was such a comfortable time, I thought you were going to go with the 90s flannel and the long cargo shorts.
You know what's
that I like?
Do you remember the weight lifter pants?
Balloony, like MC Hammery.
Yeah, those were kind of crazy. I had a lot of those,
you
too,
did.
Remember?
And then the diaper pants.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that? Well, that was a girl thing.
It's hammer time.
They were like hammer pants.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
They flapped over one way, and we called them diaper pants.
Yes.
But, Hammer took them to another level.
Indeed.
Yeah, he did.
But they didn't flatter you.
No,
but that's why. But if you wore them, because I could never wear them because I didn't wear anything. I mean, even when I was younger, I didn't wear anything that you could see the waist. But if you, like Dara would wear them with a crop top,
she looked great.
Yeah, because it was like her the upper part looked so good that you didn't care what the lower part.
They
looked
had
like
them in like the stone wash, right?
I know, but that's a pants. They're not flattering.
But didn't they have them like in the stone wash too? They were kind of cinched up here, but bagged out down.
Both with the denim and the other cloth ones,
yeah.
There was like a triangle that went this way, like a navy flag, and triangle that went this way, and then buttons in the middle.
Yeah.
So it was like a crossover, like a diaper.
Yeah,
right.
Diaper pants. Yeah.
Yeah, Karen rocked that too. I think she had senior pictures taken in a nice diaper pant.
And we will have that picture up.
Yeah, you know? I wish we could
Karen's
find
Karen's one
it.
Of our listeners. She'll be like, no, you won't.
We do. We need to find that jeweled shirt that Dara wore all the time.
Oh, the one with the tassels? The military one?
No, it was like a string, not bikini, but it
oh, like had, a camisole.
Yeah, and it had jewels all
yes,
over it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so if she wore it all the
okay
time,
today
she
would look because, like, the Western people are wearing stuff like that.
I don't know.
No,
it was very, very 80s.
How fun.
But it was fun.
Girls had a lot. I mean, guys, I guess we had, you know, we always had the basic 501s.
Right.
And your cons, you mm-hmm. know, and stuff. But we really didn't have, that's why parachute pants, when they came out, was kind of like a different fashion for guys, you know.
And guys in the 80s also didn't really do the neon thing, correct?
A little bit. I know everybody had stuff with the, like, the Coca-Cola shirts, but also they would wear crop tops, too, with the Chinese writing on them.
That
God knows what it said.
And then, you know, if it was an OP shirt, remember, because they would have some of the vibrant colors on and stuff. So that you got away with that. It was kind of a cool thing.
But it wasn't like, wake me up before you go-go.
No. OP really didn't last. I don't know, for me, it didn't last that long. I mean, I had it.
Not long enough.
I liked OP. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the little feet. I was always jealous because they had feet with arches in them.
Yeah.
they're so
like,
cute.
Those are definitely Navy
funny.
Feet.
Well, we'll get to it in a kind of dressing up part that comes later. But I was thinking about this really hard today. And men, I've always, even when I was a little kid, I always felt bad that they didn't get as many ways to express themselves through style as women did. And so I do love that they have a lot more options now and everything. I love a sharp-dressed man, you know, like in the suit, like the old dapper hat, the whole thing, like old grandpa times.
The long beard. Shit.
Yes.
And the
ball
the
gag.
The pointing. No, I was thinking of ZZ Top.
Oh.
Sharp-dressed man. Wrong? Not the right one?
Yep. You were absolutely correct. And okay. I'm sorry I wasn't on the same page.
Okay.
But I can't remember what comedian it was, but it was talking about how men always dress alike. And so at a wedding, when the groom and all the groomsmen have a tux on, they're like, well, if he doesn't show up, just go to the next in line.
That we kind of did that. We were afraid that John, our best man, wasn't going to show up.
Uh-huh.
And so we, like, were. Next. I had Jason try on the... Jason Rush
on
the tux to see.
And he goes, yeah, it fits. And we're like, okay hang around.
Be.
Don't go far.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
So he went and got you guys a breakfast sandwich, donuts and stuff. And he's like, am I in or what? Like,
it did work in your favor that time that men all looked the exact same.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of crazy.
But now, I'm sorry, even at, like, the Academy Awards and stuff, they're not just tuxedos. You have guys wearing dresses. You have...
You can do anything.
Yeah, which I like. I think
yes, and step out of your color zone, too.
Exactly,
you know,
not
all
just black and white and stuff.
What I think is a cool tradition, they don't do it so much in too many other sports, but in hockey, you have to wear a suit to the arena.
Venue, yeah.
And anytime you're boarding a plane... You have to wear.
Awesome.
You
have I agree.
To wear. You know, and it used to be back in the day, you had to wear suits. The crowd, the if you were in the crowd, you had to wear a suit to the game.
Yes, it was a special occasion.
Well, it was, and you know, like going on the plane, you used to have to dress up.
Yeah,
there was a dress code.
Uh huh.
You know, and now people go on and they got, you know,
their jammies on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dude, right on the way here, I went and stopped and got seltzers, and there were three people in front of me in line, all women. All three of them wearing slippers at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the liquor store. I get that. But how did you say you gave up without saying you can't put on a shoe? It's just like, fuck it, I'm going to drink it away.
I do think it's weird that hockey players have to wear a suit, but yet not their teeth.
Yeah, they're like,
I think that they should have to wear their teeth.
No teeth.
You're never fully dressed without a smile.
Exactly. Yeah, it's sort of weird.
Okay.
I also, another thing that I always liked is long hair on men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be okay if that came back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It does a little
just
bit.
Just not the bun.
I don't like the man bun either.
I don't know. If you're good enough looking, you can do pretty much anything.
I mean, when my hair was long, I used to have a ponytail all the time. Because thing, you know, I worked in a lumber business and I'd be bending over billing orders and hair would come.
Stuck in the witch.
And that's the other thing, too. It's like, if you have a skullet, give it up.
Right.
Don't go long in the back and have it, you know, like, that's just dumb. It's fine to have, but to
unless
be able to have...
Rough.
Well, there's that.
Sorry.
But you could have either or short hair or long hair. Just do it nicely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just give a shit.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
comes into play later also, too.
Yeah.
Oh. I think. But it seems more fluid now.
Mm-hmm.
Just men have more choices in general with their clothes and with the hair and stuff. Because remember, 80s, you had to have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
90s, you're kind of Eddie Vetterish, yeah, right? You could do medium. Mm-hmm. And then everybody did the short thing in the 90s or, you know, 90210 or whatever. And then now you can kind of do whatever you want. That's Dustin, true. Don't you think it's more...
Well, yeah, look at me.
Well, I mean, but besides the mullet thing,
no,
usually it's just like if a dude has any length hair, it doesn't...
back in, too.
Yeah, Britt, my son had a wicked mullet going for quite some time.
Kids, a lot of little boys are doing mullet. Yeah.
I just you said when the 90210 hairdo and stuff. Well, my buddy John had always had long hair, and he showed up one day when me and Coberry were living together at that house. And he looked like Jason Priestley.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome guy,
Well, he had, John always had his hair like long, straight. He comes in, he's got it all short, it's combed to the side. This, and I go, well, what the fuck landed on your head?
I remember seeing him that first day at 92nd Tavern because you guys walked in and I looked at him. I go, oh my God, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And stuff. And he just started laughing like, well, I was before too. But I was like,
can make such a big difference.
He goes, it's just me, Lisa.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he kind of like started getting into like the Buster Brown. He had kind of like a bob. And stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
like a Dutch boy thing happening.
And I was like, it wasn't long anymore. It wasn't short. And I was like, I mean, he was cute when he cut it, I was like, holy
hell. I finally got to cut my hair because I was trying to pull the Kurt Cobain, you know, the little, he had kind of a bob, you know, for a while. Yeah. I'm like, this just looks stupid.
Yeah.
You know, so then after that, I just kept it short. I never tried to grow it back. Lisa always used to go, you should try and grow your hair back. I'm like, nah, it's just too much work.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's go on to something else.
Okay.
What about music?
I went first last time.
I would like, I would seriously, because you know how much I love old school rap.
Mm-hmm.
Today's rap is crap, man. It just sucks. It's all computerized. You don't understand what they're saying. It's stupid.
Yeah.
That's why when I went and seen Ice Cube, I was like, good God, hopefully these kids, these younger kids that are in the crowd will get the message that this is how it's supposed to go. This is how it's supposed to sound. I do. I am a huge fan of rap, you know, and... more rap kind of storytellers like Tupac and Biggie were. Their songs had meaning and had a story.
Right.
These guys, you can't understand, you know.
Well, there's all that, what is it when it's...
Oh, like the sampling?
Well, where they do the auto-tune thing on the voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's,
I can't stand that.
Me too.
So.
But music was one of the original storytellers, and now it's just like, is every story about ass?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Well, you hear a lot of... storytelling in country still.
Well, that's why I really enjoy listening to country music. I mean, and even country artists, there's rap country artists, you know, but something
there's
would
not
like
a lot of R&B anymore either.
Not much. Yeah. I know Brian's son was saying he's 28 and he lives in North Carolina, and his dad was like, well, where do you go to meet girls, or what do you do with your friends? Where do you guys go? Because we've talked many times here on the show about how young people are kind of stifled through COVID and social media and stuff. They don't go to bars. They don't really drink. They don't, you know, so how is everybody supposed to get pregnant on accident?
Yeah.
And he said that he hates clubs because it's like all 20-year-old. It's like the same Usher song. Uh-huh. Nothing new has a right, you know, so it's loud, repetitive. You can't talk to a person. Yeah. It sucks and it's expensive and nobody goes.
Yeah.
So I agree with you there. I would love to see more of that new wave sound come back again. I loved that at the time because it was so new and cutting edge. And I like it now because it's kind of dreamy and longing and lots of synthesizer. And I really like that. And also some swinging big band stuff. I like the, just that, I don't know, kind of the innocence of it. But also, those were the original greatest musicians, you know, the jazz musicians and the big band musicians that could work with 10 other people to make this incredible sound and get, you know, a ballroom of hundreds of people dancing. I wouldn't mind having some of that back.
You know,
and every time we do this show, we get older and older, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And also, curse you by the campfire.
I liked that type of crypto star.
Ska.
Uh-huh. I liked Ska. Was fun, man.
It is fun.
Yeah. There's 20 guys up there. All this stuff.
Exactly.
There was so much energy going on. So that was kind of like almost a throwback to a to the big band type stuff.
It was. You know, they had did that. A 90s resurgence with, what were their names?
The President of the United States.
Where there was that, but I was thinking with the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies and the Zipper stuff and all of that.
Those guys, Zippers.
Yeah.
I love that stuff like
fun
that.
Stuff.
That
yeah.
was fun.
Big Bad Zipper Daddies. Just squirrel that zipper heads.
Get your zipper out, boy.
They just play with their zippers.
Yes. It's coming back.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what else I'd like?
What?
To come back?
What?
Belts. Pull your fucking pants up.
Oh, my God. It's in my notes. Seriously.
Really?
It goes along with that sloppy thing. And I'm sloppy all the time. I come here sloppy because it's just you guys. I happened to go to a play today, so I wore pants, instead of just coming in like Porky Pig, which is bottomless.
And she's got her nice fall sweater on.
Dude, that's another thing. So coming back with my 70s colors today, first of all, I just had my hair layered, so it's big and it's poofy, so I'm bringing back 70s, 80s hair. And then with the brown and the orange, like you were bringing up with the nails, this is my bottom three. It's my least favorite color combination, but I was just really comfortable and I thought it looked cute today.
It did.
But it reminds me of my Burger King uniform from 1985. And it was like polyester wiped down, always smelled like hamburgers.
You couldn't get the hamburgers spilled out.
You can't. Anyway,
oh my gosh, that's
but the
funny.
Sloppy thing, you're absolutely right. Wear a belt, look like you give a shit, wear a shoe if you're going outside. Now, I'm not talking to your mailbox, but, going to a public place.
Well, and the thing is that shoes are so comfortable. You can get a Hey Dude. You can get a Croc.
Just
you don't have
together.
To wear a slipper. Come on.
No. Yeah, just wear something that fits and just try.
Right.
Try.
Sorry,
Lisa.
It's okay.
I think the next thing on the thing was TV shows, and I snuck in a deal.
Okay.
Because I'm self-important.
Yeah.
Okay, so architecture. I do not like modern houses, and that's just a personal preference, but I love 40s to 80s architecture. I think it's really funky and fun, like on the Brady Bunch. The dad was an architect.
He was.
And the houses just had such interesting layouts and character, and they're quirky, and I love that. I think that's really fun and cool. But I noticed I got Popeyes on the way here, and this is so stinking cute. So in the drive-thru, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but the one on Kipling, there is, over the drive-thru, there's an old wrought iron painted balcony. Like Louisiana, because it's a Louisiana thing. And so when we go to New Orleans and they have all that Spanish and French old architecture and stuff, I think it's so fucking cute. And we need more balconies and porches.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's
my
point.
Let's make that a thing.
Let's bring them back.
Okay.
Take it away.
TV shows.
90210.
Just more like teen angst sitcoms.
Well, it went back to my thing that I didn't say before of a style that needs to come back is pasty skin.
Oh.
So it went from way too tan in the 80s. And then when 90210 came out, Kelly and Brenda were out sunbathing as the color of milk. And I'm like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Pasty skin needs to come
out. And then in the 2000s, it was too over-tanned again.
And now everybody's using bronzers.
Yeah, because everybody's getting skin cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, I think we should be safe. But also, can't all skin tones look fashionable?
Agreed. Yeah, well, you just be happy with what you have.
Exactly. Mine's polka dots.
Also, I think that, unless you go to a really, really good spray tanner, just a spray tan does not look that good.
It doesn't age well.
No, it doesn't age. If you're older, it doesn't look good on your skin because you're wrinkly.
Yes.
And it's just, it always kind of has that
orange
tint.
It's huge.
And weird and
huge.
A little bit of a smell.
Yeah.
You end up looking like, was it Mrs. Llewellyn who was our gym coach?
I didn't take gym. What are you talking about?
when you had to
take
gym. That's
inside of a school, Lisa.
Oh. Who's Jim?
She's been. Who's Jim? I didn't do gym.
I never gymmed.
Speaking of gym, The Office. I wish The Office would come back and Parks and Rec. Those were great shows.
I just wish there was more sitcoms.
Well, there's the one that they said that there's the DMV one.
Yeah,
and then
good.
the paper is it the paper?
I think that's what
and
it's
that's made by the same people that did The Office. So
oh,
that's
really?
Supposedly kind of
it's on Netflix or Hulu.
It's coming.
I think the one
the
paper or whatever is on regular TV. I think it's on 31.
All right.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
But yeah, I watch. This is going to be their last season, but The Neighborhood with Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny
family
one. Yeah, he's the. They live in kind of outside of Compton area, this and that. And they're it's all predominantly black area where they live. Well, a white family moves in next door, uh-huh. and their last name's the Johnsons.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest son goes over and he meets him, and he goes next door. He goes, "Man, the Johnsons are real nice." He goes, and the dad's all excited. He goes, "Yes." He goes, "You're really gonna like the Johnsons." And dad goes, "Well, I haven't met a Johnson I didn't like, you know." So he goes over and knocks on the door, and he opens the door. He goes, "Oh, are you the movers? Where's the Johnsons?"
You're the movers.
But yeah, Lisa kind of watches some of them with me. But it's a cute little show.
Yeah.
How about we get another Cousin Larry and Balky?
I just think there needs to be more sitcoms. You used to see like four in a row. You'd have Cheers and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thursday night was TV night,
must-see
man.
Must-see TV.
Friends. And what else was on Friends night? Seinfeld and...
Scrubs was for a while, yeah, I think, which it was
just,
cute.
Yeah, must-see TV they was brought, just great.
They brought Scrubs back, didn't they?
I thought they were going to, but you never know what's AI and what's real anymore.
That's true. No. Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, and now there's 700 emergency shows and SVIs and CSUs and SUVs, which they're all good, but I don't know who's who anymore.
Well, they all have IUDs.
Yes.
So all the other shows are on fire. We got Chicago Fire. Well, Chicago's
right. Everyone's
on Tennessee fire. We got...
Yeah.
But I think the first and best emergency show was ER, and I wish that would come back. I want to watch it from beginning to end. I thought about watching the whole thing. ER was great.
I think there should also be stuff that brings families together, like the Disney Sunday movie.
Yes, and what was the one with the animals? It's like
Animal Planet, or
It was way before like National Geographic.
Omaha.
Yes, Mutual of Omaha.
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Stoll.
Yeah, Chuck was okay.
Well, just stuff that you like. Everybody would be excited to get around the TV and watch together.
Specials, not school specials, Snoopy specials.
The Donnie and Marie Osmond Hour.
They
need shows like that again too.
Yeah, they don't have any variety shows.
Carol Burnett, stuff like that. The old fun stuff.
Also, cartoons.
Yes.
The kids just, because you have cartoon networks.
Yes.
It would just be, it would be fun. I mean, I don't know, not maybe for as an adult, but as a kid to look forward to watching Barney or Bluey or Buckwheat or I don't know, whatever starts with B these days. You can't just turn it on and it comes on. You have to wait for that Saturday morning and get up early to watch it.
Yes. Agreed. And they can't be so... wink, wink, tongue-in-cheek kind of cartoons like they are now. Like SpongeBob is fun for the parents and other things like that.
Same with Family Guy.
But so funny. A good old, just made-for-kids dumbass cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. Just not get offended by any of it. It's duck season, damn it.
Right?
Well, it's so funny because you said SpongeBob. Well, that was a thing on Family Feud yesterday.
Oh.
And they would go, name something SpongeBob would be teased about. And these people were going off, and it blew Steve Harvey's mind. He goes, "You as adults know a lot about SpongeBob."
Like his pants?
And they go, yeah.
The holes in his body?
They're like, but he was like so amazed by this one family that they knew as much about SpongeBob as they
having
did.
Having a starfish as a best friend?
That's right. Patrick.
Having Gary... his pet Gary.
The squirrel.
Somebody knows too much about SpongeBob.
Where did he cook at?
At the Flippy Hippies?
At
the
something Patty.
Crabby Patties. Who was his boss?
Krabby Patty?
No.
Oh, no. Who was
it? Mr. Guy?
Yeah. But,
You
guys know a lot about this.
We do. We have grandkids. Okay. We are on to, how about how people treat each other?
Yes.
I mean, what would you like to go back to?
I got manners. Manners is on there. Go ahead.
We were just talking about this. Me and Paul were talking about this, and his girlfriend works at a school with special needs kids, mm-hmm. and they understand. But she gets bit and scratched daily. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing they can do. Yeah. And I go, it's the same thing in regular school. Teachers are getting bit and scratched and stabbed, and there's nothing they can do about it. You know,
right. Well, stabbed you can.
Well, they're sending those kids. I just think for some odd reason, kids just do not have the manners. Luckily, I'm not going to, praise but my grandkids are some of the best kids I've seen. I don't know how they act in school.
Right.
But when they're around us, they're very well-mannered. And, it just seems like, my neighbor.
Don't have respect
anymore. Yeah, well, my neighbor kids. Oh, they're just the cutest kids, and The other day, Caden, the oldest gay guy next door, he just got a dirt bike, or not a mini bike.
Oh, cute.
Well, our neighbors across the street brought their dogs out for us to see because they got a new dog. Well, I seen him coming up the street on the dirt bike, and I'm like, ooh. And he shut it off right at the before he got to our house. He shuts it off and,
nice.
And pushed it up.
Perfect.
And stopped. He goes, I didn't want to scare the dogs.
It's a no-wake zone.
Well, and I'm like, I go, well, I go, dude, I go, that like was, that. I go, that was so awesome. And he's got his little buddy with him, too. And so then his dad comes walking up because he had taken the baby down to the park, and the neighbors were commending him. They're like, man, he goes, he doesn't act like that around me.
Like you said, our grandkids are, they're well-mannered, I think, to everyone, but maybe, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the thing that we've lost touch with and stuff is like, nobody teaches your kids to do thank you notes anymore.
Yeah.
You have these huge parties where you get hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of toys and not one thank you card, even to the older people, you know, not us older people, but our parents and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they it takes them a lot. They're all on a fixed income and stuff. Just say thank you.
And those thank you notes mean a lot, particularly if you sent them something and you don't even know if they got it.
Right. And also the parents shouldn't have to say, go kiss auntie, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Go thank uncle, blah, blah, blah. You know, and stuff. It's just something.
I remember when we were kids, I didn't get many gifts, but, you know.
Poor Daryl.
But when we did, you know, you knew right off the bat to go, you would look at it, unwrap it, and go, oh, God, thank you.
Exactly.
You know, kids these days, they unwrap it, throw it aside, and go for the next gift.
Yeah.
And they're like three gifts deep, and you're like, but did you know who that came from?
Yeah.
You know, I remember even parents would write down a list and say, you know, who got what.
So they would know who to
send.
Yes,
and like
too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's just letters in general.
And we couldn't afford thank you cards, so we did have to say thank you right then and there.
Well, there you go.
We'll throw that all under communication, responding to texts, thank you notes, all of that good stuff.
Just be respectful of people, especially the same thing with like texts and stuff. I know your phone's in your fucking hand every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And half of the time, I know if you've read my text or not.
Right.
Even if you don't want to talk about it, write me back and say, I don't want to talk about it.
Or give you a thumbs
up
or
something.
Tell
me to kiss your ass.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Just respond.
Respond. That is so rude.
Well, you know what's weird, too, is Lisa has a lot of... teachers that get their nails done. And we have this one teacher that told us a story about her school to where they have to have somebody monitor the bathrooms because they only allow a certain amount of, you know, because weird stuff's going on in the bathrooms at the school.
Yeah.
And it's not boy and girl, it's boy on boy and this and that. So they're like, you know, one boy can go in and you have to wait, you know, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it's just,
you know, isn't that crazy?
When did you, like... I mean, I think that there's something to be said about being scared.
Yeah.
You know, like as a kid, like being like, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm
right.
I'm afraid to disappoint.
Yes.
It's what do they call it? God-fearing people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not afraid of their parents anymore.
No.
Because we'll get our
teachers.
Asses kicked.
Yeah.
I've seen kids actually laugh at their parents and go ahead and hit me. You're the one that's going to go to jail, not me. And I'm like... Ooh, you'd be dead if you were my kid.
Yeah, so good. Jail, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
And that's the thing with our kids.
Yeah.
I didn't spank any of my kids, but I would do this. I'd give them a look, and I'd stomp my foot.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's all I had to do. And we were at Casa Bonita one time, and me and my buddy John, he was there with his son. Well, the kids were being kind of crazy. I stomped my foot. John goes, fuck, I straightened up on it and everything. Goes,
that's a big deal.
Goes, yeah.
You should not want to disappoint your parents. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
And one of those that I think that this goes with that ties in is accountability. Nobody, there's no consequences for things anymore. It's like, well, I can just be a victim. I can point the finger. Nobody wants to get in trouble or get canceled or get whatever. It's just like nobody gets in trouble for being a shit ass.
Mm-mm.
It's like you were disrespectful or you didn't write a thank you note or you were mean to this kid at school and everybody's just tiptoeing around. Not just kids, but adults too.
But the thing that's funny about that is that there is the opposite where people are completely getting canceled for things that have been said in the past.
Yeah.
Or, you know, which I get. We have evolved. Uh-huh. I get that you shouldn't say any kind of derogatory comments about people or races or sexes right. and stuff like that. But sometimes it seems like it's taking it too far.
Oh, 100%.
Where it's like, why, you can't make a mistake anymore. Almost.
Right. Mm, yeah. Right.
You know, it's like you can either, like with kids, they can make all the mistakes in the world and that you're in trouble. And then as an adult, you can accidentally slip on a word.
Yeah.
And you're done.
100% agreed. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm mostly just saying direct accountability as far as if you did something wrong. Own it.
To it.
Yeah.
Say you're sorry and fucking fix it, yeah, and then don't do it again.
Yeah. Well, and also, let's let them be wrong.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. If somebody actually is accountable for it, and they're like, "I did this wrong, I'm going to make amends," this and that, we can all say, "Okay.
Yeah.
You know." And
now you learned. We'll do that again.
Agreed.
I said this in the past, but as an example. And I'm not saying what she said is right. And our politics are completely different. But you look at Roseanne.
Uh-huh.
And she had said something derogatory, which I, first of all, don't think she meant it in the way that they presented it.
Right.
I'm not her. I don't really know. I also, they had said that she was kind of on some prescription drugs and she might have been a little foggy.
Right.
Okay.
But bigger fish to fry, everybody, totally, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And they not only canceled her... I mean, she, to this day, they killed her off her own show.
Insanity.
Yeah.
And you know, that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yes, and she still hasn't done anything since.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not a huge Roseanne fan. She's fine. She actually, her
and
show
she could
was
have been
amazing.
Like, I have more money than God, pound sand,
totally.
Whatever.
But. And also, where our politics are completely different, so it's not like I'm defending her. I just think you can make a mistake nowadays.
One way. Hope.
You would hope.
Just own it. That's my accountability.
Word for one thing, but physically doing something to somebody else and you're still getting away with it.
Yeah, well, there's that.
You know?
One thing I think you guys will both agree with that I would like to come back, that maybe you would too, is conversations and like down to the chatting by the mailbox sort of thing.
Yeah.
Water cooler stuff. Daryl's probably the king of this.
Yeah.
Like the neighbors. But my parents did that and mostly my dad, and he was very, very social, and I'm not.
No.
I'm a small groups person. I have to be social for my job. I think I'm kind of like you.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people all day. I come home and I, you know, I
you
just
shut that off.
Exactly.
That's what she does.
But and to the point, sometimes I think I'm almost avoiding him. It's like, well, no, I just need to rush in and let out my dog and I need to do this, whatever. But when it does happen and I do chat by the mailbox and I do have conversations with my customers and my coworkers and stuff, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And we're losing our connection and our humanity.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, it was crazy because when we first moved out here, we moved out here during COVID. So I seen people but couldn't talk to them. I didn't know how to approach them. And once it got to where, you know, we could do that. I have great friends that live right across the street from me now, Bill and Michelle. Love them to death. My neighbors next door, Nick and Jane, I love them and all their kids. You know, we've gotten to know each other real good. But, you know, it's funny because Lisa will come home and I'll see her outside and, you know, help her bring some stuff in and stuff. And then Bill will be outside and me and him see each other. It's we either meet in the middle of the street or, you know, we meet, you know, we'll talk forever.
Right.
And then I'll come in and I'll be like, oh, I was out talking. She goes, I know. And same thing with Nick. Me and Nick will get on a tangent. We'll start talking forever. But yeah, I love it. And, you know, when we lived at the trailer park, when my buddy Juan lived next door, we would hang out, and my buddy, Juan and Don lived across. We would always hang out. But other than those two, I didn't talk to anybody really much in the neighborhood. So coming out here, that's what I wanted. It's kind of funny because I know Nick's wife, Jane, is one of those ones like, oh, okay, whoop, into the house.
She's
Well,
I mean, she's a nurse. She has to talk all day,
she has
too.
To be around patients. So, yeah, but Lisa's
But I guess that goes with off the grid, staying off social media, staying off your phone, staying, you know, and stuff. If you could go back to that being just having time to be off the grid, I think that would be really nice.
Oh, I love
that,
yeah. Well, we talked about it the other night. She wants to do, this weekend, we want to watch spooky movies.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggle on the couch, have all the lights out,
and put our phones
and put
away.
Our phones away.
Perfect.
And I said, we can just shut the phones off, and so we're going to do that this weekend.
We need to make that a challenge for another show.
Okay,
like do a week or something like that. That really, I think I could do without my phone except for phone calls and GPS.
I need it for work. I need people text me for appointments.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but so let's say for not for work. Like if we gave up games.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook and Instagram for a week.
Yeah, Let's think about it. Yeah.
Well, let me know how this weekend goes, and we'll talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Another one of those life skill things is life skills. I think we need to bring back life skills, and I'm sure every person has said this about all the generations below them since there were parents, mm-hmm. you know, but life skills and toughness, I think we're kind of raising a bunch of candy asses.
Yeah.
And because if I was a parent, I would probably do the same thing. It's like, I don't want you to have it as hard as I did. I would want to buy you a car. I would want to do all those things. And I just, I feel like we're putting a lot of kids at a disadvantage because they've had it so easy. They don't.
That is true. But, you know, with the suicide rate mm. and stuff like that, and we know more about
that. They have other challenges.
It's like you're afraid to be mean to your kid because you don't want them to hurt themselves.
Right.
Mm. And stuff. And I know that it does sound like, as a parent, it sounds like a cop out and candy ass parenting and stuff.
But you got to be careful.
You do, because, you know, if they have so much going on and then on top of it, you're on top of them.
Right.
And stuff, it might be what broke the camel's
back. They do have a lot of different challenges that we didn't have, but they're also more manageable challenges, but also in my mind, but also, you know, they have less parenting in a way because nobody can afford to stay home with their kids.
Well, there's that. Yeah. But I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that's just part of life. I mean, it's like we didn't have to wash our clothes on a rock, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, that was
generation to generation.
Yeah. We all think it was harder than the generation before thinks it's harder than
the school uphill both ways in my socks.
I really liked the time frame of when we raised our kids, mm-hmm. we raised them to be, you know, hey, if we were playing a game, I'm not going to let you win.
Right.
You got to earn your win.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I don't think we were very tough, but we were honest with them.
We were honest. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, no, the world's not going to hand you everything.
And I think that we were also honest with our shortcomings. And,
my kids know everything about me. I mean, I'm an open book to them because I wanted to be honest with them.
Right.
Yes, I had drug problems. Yes, I did this. And, you know, and they're like, you know, I think they appreciate that. Yeah. Because they're like, no, you wouldn't. You know, and I'm like, yeah.
Well, and I think that, like, also that they know, like, I think now as adults, the kids, like, if they come to me for advice, they know if I say, you know, I don't really know, you know, and I don't feel like I have to. If I know something, they're like, okay, she really knows that and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But if I don't, they respect the fact that I'll just say, I don't know anything about that. I'm really sorry.
Right.
You know,
they're like, it's a crossword, Lisa.
And you don't want to give them bad advice.
Well, no.
If you're wrong. That,
you know, like I felt like my parents and my grandparents always, I wouldn't say made things up, but like it seemed like they always knew the answer to everything, whether or not it was true. And it might have been, you know, and stuff. But I a lot of times will say, and I ask them, like, especially Shannon, I'll ask her for advice all the time because she's a researcher.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you want to know something about something, she'll be like, well, give me an hour.
Wow. And,
oh, yeah.
That's cool.
She is very thorough about, and I mean, I've never met anybody who knows so much about laws.
Yeah.
Downright laws, everything, the ins, the outs, this, that, and she'll be like, and she'll want to go, you know,
she can find somebody in jail.
Awesome.
She is. She's just.
She could be a private investigator.
She could be a private investigator.
That's good to know.
Yeah. But yes, there's not a topic that kid does not have some kind of knowledge about.
Yeah.
Love that.
So,
it's crazy.
But then she'll also ask me things like, what do you think about this? Or can you help me out with this? And I love that. That kind of went off the rails with that.
But it's really good communication. It's like that. One of the things I like about Babes is there's no TVs. People come there to talk and get caught up with their sisters or their girlfriends or their lovers.
Do you guys have like one more thing you just like to like throw out there? Like mine would be, I think that we need wine coolers back.
Oh, yes. I love wine coolers.
Bartles and James.
Yeah, those Bartles and James. A peach Bellini.
A white mountain coolers.
Yeah.
Oh, God, just those white.
I think seltzers are kind of the new wine coolers.
But they're not the same.
But yeah,
they're not the same. No. It's the bottle.
It's got to be that sweetness, that sugar. It's
syrupy.
It's going to give you
that sugar headache.
Yes.
Do you guys have anything?
I was going to go with the last, before we were going to go to Cars still, right?
Yeah, I
love that.
I got it. Yeah, you go
but,
to Cars.
Just pride. Just absolute pride.
Oh, having pride in your car?
No, but before Cars. pride in general, like taking pride in your work, taking pride in a job well done, taking pride in doing even the most menial things the best that you can. Mm-hmm. You know, not just looking good and feeling good or whatever, but it's like, if I'm going to get a dog, I'm going to be the best dog mom I can be. I'm not going to give it up after 3 weeks. Or, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, it's a big commitment, et cetera. But I think my dad taught me that. I don't told the story on the thing before, but I think that I was too young when my house chore was to do the dishes. Because I remember I was on a like a step stool above the sink, and I would just always been an early to bed person. And so it was maybe Sunday night after a big fried dinner. It seemed like we always had fried meat and potatoes for dinner.
And Disney.
And Disney. Mm-hmm. And then, so anyway, I had to do some of the pans by hand. And I remember I was half fallen asleep. I was maybe 6 years old, and I'm, you know, scrubbing the dishes by hand. That was my chore, and that was fine. But anyway, I went to bed, and just like our episode last week when your parents were waking you up to watch something on TV, my dad woke me up. He's like, did you wash this pan? Yep. He goes, no, you didn't. Let's go do this again. And and he wasn't mean or anything. I was terrified, but it wasn't mean. The point was, take pride in what you do, because your actions have consequences.
Right.
And he's like, there's a bunch of old fat in here or whatever, lard or whatever, we could get sick. So we need to get the soap. We need to sanitize it. We need to rinse it out really good and do it right or don't do it. Just or say you'll do it in the morning or whatever.
Between, oh my God. Like you said, like nowadays the parents would just do it for them.
Right.
And kids are going to kill themselves over that. So that's something that should be, yes. I'm with you on that.
I got a great story. My mom, when she was younger, her mom, that was her chore. She had to do the dishes. Well, her mom went out to do something and said, okay, Deanne, when I get back, I want these dishes done and put into the pantry, because they always kept theirs in a pantry.
Yeah.
So my mom learned that the dog liked to lick the plates.
Oh, no.
So she let the dog lick the plates.
And then put them in the pantry.
No. But Grandma didn't figure this out till the next morning to go make breakfast and open up that pantry. And it stunk to high heaven.
I bet.
And my mom goes, not only did I get the worst ass beating, she goes, but I had to watch every dish that was in there. And she goes, we had, you know, our good china in there. We had, you know, stuff.
That's a good lesson.
Oh, God. I was dying. I go, you really let the dish. She goes, well, it was going pretty good.
That is a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a good one.
Oh.
But if you guys don't have it, just really quick about the old cars.
I got a car one too. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't you miss the individuality of that a little bit? They were beautiful, like American Graffiti 50s and 60s cars. Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much anything before the 70s, really. Or even the 70s uglies one, like the Pintos and El Caminos and stuff like that. They don't have the technology and functionality and all the other things now, but I know that I have one of 8 million soccer mom cars that everybody else has. Fucking love my car because it does all these wonderful things, but it is so invisible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an expression of my individuality at all. It's never going to be in a car show. It's just, you know, it does what it does, and it's just an expensive fact of life.
Yeah.
And it used to be an extension of yourself and your personality and another point of pride. You know, if you did have something that your family handed down to you, or something that you got as a teenager that you just kept fixing into your 70s because you loved it so much.
My brother-in-law has the Nova that he bought when he was in high school. He still has it.
I love that.
And it's a beautiful car. And then he bought a truck and redid that. I you know, the what I was going to say, everybody thinks, you know, you can go out buy these, what are they? What's that? Dodge Duster. No, it's not the Duster, but, well, you know, oh, damn it. Everybody's got one now, the fast car Dodge thing, you know, but they try
Charger?
To make, they try to make it a muscle car, you know, but you know, you can go out and buy a pre-made muscle car. I like guys like you say that wrenched on it, you know, on the weekends,
yes.
They'd be out in the garage wrenching on this. Oh yeah. Well, like, I'm you know, throwing the, you know, 350 in it, doing this and that and this, you know.
Yes, and have setbacks and appreciate it. But
these guys that go out and buy these ones now, it makes me laugh, you know. And they're like, you know, thinking they're cool. I'm like, you're just a douche. You didn't work for that. I mean, you made the money for it, but that car, you know, you didn't make that car, you know.
Right.
So, and that's like a lot of these guys, same thing with Harleys. I'm like, you know, they're just so overrated. But, you know, old guys I know that rebuild Harleys and make them into what, you know, in old school Indians and stuff, that's an art that's gone. I mean, you're not going to see that pretty much here.
Exactly.
Because that generation is kind of dying off. And yeah, it's just easier to go, oh, I can just go buy this. Right. You know? Sad. Yeah, but yeah. And that's what's cool about your brother. He got your dad's car.
He sure did. You know, I'll put pictures up, but they did, they used dad's car and went and did trunk or treat. And Mike and Monty were both dressed in all Dia de los Muertos. They looked really cool. Yeah, that was
that trunk could hold a couple of kegs.
A couple of bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We took all of Mike's kids in the trunk.
Then we went to the drive-in.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, well, goodness. Well, that was a great
yeah, that show. Was fun. Let's come back and we will do our wow.
What's that?
Perfect.
Time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, we are back after our wow song. I think the gals are really excited this week about their choices of wows. It's going to have to be an arm wrestle off to see who goes first here. Go ahead.
I'll go. I'm fine.
Lisa, are you going to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. This is, mine is criminals, stupid criminals, you might say. Here we go. A man from Mount Vernon was taken into custody yesterday for allegedly pretending to be rock star Sammy Hagar at various local spots, including two banks and a vape shop. According to police, 58-year-old Ronnie Putman from Summerside entered several businesses claiming to be the real Red Rocker and insisted on opening accounts under the name Sammy Hagar Enterprises LLC. Witnesses reported that Putnam even gave a short a cappella rendition of I Can't Drive 655 to back up his claim. He mentioned he was on a tour bus but needed cash a royalty check. Recounted one of the bewildered tellers. He had on rancid glasses and had a slight scent of margarita mix, so they thought it might actually have been him. Putnam was arrested after showing a homemade ID that said Sammy Hagar Rock God.
Hammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar Rock God. He is facing charges for fraud and disorderly conduct. When asked for a statement, Putnam yelled, "I can't drive to jail." Okay, the funniest part of this
can't be funny.
Is the picture.
The picture's just...
Look at Sammy Hagar.
Oh, no.
He's let himself go.
I'm dying, you guys.
It's like a Q-tip.
Yeah, I seen that one, Lisa.
I think Sammy Hagar is closer to 70 and is better looking than this guy.
Sammy Hagar and Bill Clinton are the same age.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, yeah. You guys, if for no other reason to get on Facebook.
Yes, look at this damn
please
picture.
Please look at Ronnie Putman.
Yeah.
Ronnie
the Putman. Real Red Rocker.
His neck is like as big around as a tree trunk.
Let me see.
He's got a thick neck.
He's got a triple chin.
Don't
not
they
even
know
a
that
chin.
He's down in Cabo doing the Cabo Wabo?
Oh, my gosh. Putman.
Okay.
That was a good one. I thought you had two.
Oh, no. I'll use one another time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That was great.
Yeah.
That was a
good
one.
Good.
May I?
Oh,
yes.
No.
You know, that could have been a music one. Would it be funny?
So. That's funny.
I'm glad you did the criminal. Yeah, that's great.
Well, in this day and age with so many security access things, you know, facial recognition and fingerprints and this and codes, that well, he knew I can't drive 65.
It's 55.
He knew it.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Well, he did it the right way. Right. So that I'm surprised
he's just like this. Here's my ID. And I can't drive 55. Defend! They're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Obviously. Well, that's right this way, yeah. Mr. Mago.
And here's your free cup and
rock handed, a
koozie there, mister, yeah, for opening up this account.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sammy! Okay,
let's see what Shell's got.
I bet Sammy thinks that's hilarious.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so let me find the picture. It's really cute. Okay, here it is. Guys, I'm animals this week. My well of wisdom, or wow, is animals. I bet you guys haven't heard of this little guy.
Uh-oh.
Or gal. It's a pink fairy armadillo. Ugh. It's the world's smallest armadillo. It's 4 to 6 inches long. It's native to central Argentina. It's elusive and nocturnal. It has a flexible shell. It's so rare, guys.
Yeah.
It eats ants and larvae. It's covered in fluffy white fur. It has large claws for digging and thermoregulation. So the shell can change color based on blood flow to help it regulate body temperature. Let me show you this little guy.
It's come not on, pink look. Then?
It is pink.
Oh, my God.
Look how cute. It's a little pink.
Look, it's just, it's in her, the hand.
Oh, my God. Can you, yes, have one as a pet?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, mm. I want
except
one.
For it probably wouldn't be comfortable as Argentina is its native habitat.
Oh, oh yeah, see, it needs the heat. Yeah.
It's so cute.
I wonder if it goes around, armadillo, armadillo,
armadillo, armadillo, armadillo, armadillo. Pink favorite, armadillo. That's exactly what it does.
Armadillo, I'm a pink armadillo.
And it's like, I don't need to see its ID. It's saying the armadillo.
Totally. Oh, my God, so cute.
That's my wow.
All right,
that was awesome. Mine is... We had my sister and my niece and my nephew over this weekend to do our traditional pumpkin carving, and I had music in the background, and my heart just sunk, and just like there's still hope for this younger generation to like some good music. Living Color came on, Cult of Personality, and my nephew Cruz goes, oh, man, and he just starts singing.
No. You know?
And I go, I looked at him, and like he goes, oh, he goes, this is a band. I love this song. And I'm like, he goes, yeah. He goes, such and such wrestler. He comes out to this. I'm like, oh, damn it. Yeah. But no, but him still knowing the song. But throughout the night, I put it on a grunge channel, and my niece Dev is, that's her jam. She loves grunge music, and she has tattoos of all the different bands, logos on her of all the grunge bands and Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff like that. And so she's sitting there telling her boyfriend, Alan, a song would come on, and she goes, come on now, you know who this is, you know, and she'd be like, giving a minute and stuff, and then he'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's Pearl Jam. She's like, very good. She goes, I'm trying to learn him. I'm trying to learn him some music, but...
Well, at one point, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, yeah, but didn't she say, who's this? And he goes, the Beatles!
And she goes, who?
No.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no. But yeah.
But yeah, it was just so much fun. But I was like looking at them going, there's hope, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So I know it's not like the normal music thing, but I just thought it was, yeah, really cool that they, you know, I'm like, right on.
Yeah, it unites the generations.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Thank you, everyone, again, for listening to another Good Witch, Bad Witch show. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we'd even appreciate it more if you would join Patreon, become a part of our community and our little fun times and stuff that we just do as Patreon members and hosts together. We would love to see you there. And if you're better off just listening for free, that's fine, too. We're just glad you're here.
Exactly. It means a lot to us, and we really need the money.
Yeah.
Beg much? Okay, the dogs are getting restless, so yeah, I have to say.
It's so funny. They know this is its time. The time. But
they're like, wrap it up. We want to go outside.
We do lots of fun stuff, especially in the summer with our Patreon, and we're going to do more next year. And
Daryl's taking them off skiing next month.
Yeah, right.
Shelly and Daryl are going to take them skiing with their one bad leg.
With mine and Shelly's knees, yeah.
It's going to be three-legged skiing.
Are you guys sledding? Yes, we are. We had to.
So let us know what you would like us to bring back, what you would like us to add, what you'd like us to delete. We love feedback from you guys. Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast group on Facebook is probably the best place to reach us. We post something almost every day. But Amanda Reed does our Instagram, and she has cute Instagram posts too. So you can check in with us there. But for Pete's sake, just stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy, stay bitchy.
Stay bitchy, stay bitchy, stay bitchy.
A man witchy.
Stay bitchy, stay bitchy. A man witchy.
I'm a man, would you?